Good afternoon.
Good morning, Elias.
And how shall we continue?
How shall we continue? Why? I have so many points on my list, and I was feeling a little stressed on which end I want to continue, the topic of the last session or my body, but I have made the decision to provide myself with as much as I need time and session, so we can relax into that a little bit. But we have work to do. Okay, we continue. I do have one brief question in between, and then we continue with the topic of the last session. Mary and I have been speaking about being sick, and that sometimes you know exactly what to do to change the condition, and you do incredible kind of healings, and other times nothing happens. And we were both thinking about bringing it down or bringing it down to one question. What the heck is the missing piece?
Interesting question. And this question seems that it would incorporate one simple response, which in actuality it does, but how you interpret that or how you address to it may not be as simple. The simple response to that is the missing piece, so to speak, is the complete, which is the operative word, trust that the body consciousness incorporates the ability, and beyond merely the ability, does regenerate itself. That is the simple answer. And what is actually the missing piece. But with that missing piece, even identifying it, there are many branches and attachments to that that complicate it. For it is very simple to express to you that it is actually a matter of expressing that complete trust in the ability and in the function of the body consciousness. That seems very simple, but in actuality, there are obstacles that are presented for you each incorporate many associations in relation to the body consciousness, either in relation to what you have learned and what you have been taught, or in relation to your own experiences, or more so, a combination of all of these. Now, your experiences play a very strong role in your associations with the body consciousness. Perhaps even more so than what you have learned or what you have been taught. for your experiences, you view in more so of an absolute manner. It is easier for you to look at some element that you have been taught or that you have learned and question that and perhaps even dismiss it or generate a new perception of it, and in that change what your perception is in relation to different aspects of information that you have learned or that you have been taught. When it is a matter of your experience, that becomes much more solid in your associations. It couples with what you have been taught, but the experience aspect creates much more of an absolute association, and that can be very strong. And that is what creates the obstacle. In actuality, your body consciousness, and the manner in which it functions is very capable and does regenerate itself continuously. And contrary to what some of your sciences express, every aspect of your body consciousness regenerates itself. Now, in this, were you to view this in a manner of a cellular structure, every aspect of your body consciousness, as you are aware, contains cells. And cells, being what you term to be living entities in your reality, live and die. But in relation to every cell that lives and dies, there are other cells that are regenerated to replace the cells that die, so to speak. It is a continuous manufacturing of new cells, which is very strongly evidenced in situations in which individuals create dis-ease. In those situations, you very much trust the body consciousness' ability to regenerate and to continuously create new diseased cells that multiply and that continue to grow. In like manner, what you term to be healthy cells do this also. And there is no aspect of your body consciousness that does not contain the ability to regenerate cells, even your brain. It is expressed by some of your sciences that your brain is the one aspect of your body consciousness in which cells die and they do not regenerate. This is incorrect. They do regenerate. The reason that your sciences believe that cells within your brain die and that creates portions of your brain that no longer function is that when the cells in your brain regenerate, your function of your brain is redirected. Therefore, those cells that die, so to speak, in your brain, your consciousness and the directing of the function of your brain is directed away from the cells that have died and is redirected into the new cells that are generated, which in that one particular aspect of your body consciousness, many times the new cells generate slightly different functions. This is the reason that you are continuously changing in a manner of speaking. But beyond that, in relation to all the other aspects of your body consciousness and all of its functions, every single aspect of your body consciousness, whether it be muscle tissue, whether it be nerves, whether it be bone, regardless of what it is, organs, it matters not. They all regenerate. But you also incorporate information that you have learned, which expresses to you that certain aspects of your body consciousness do not regenerate. Therefore, once certain cells are dead, they will not regenerate. And what you do is you create experiences that reinforce that concept. Now, the experiential aspect of this is very important, for time is also a factor in relation to experience. When you generate some type of dysfunction or damage, so to speak, with the body consciousness, there is a time element involved in association with regeneration of cells. Now, if that time factor incorporates what you would associate as an extended time framework. If it is not a quickly regenerated action, you begin to create an association that agrees with what you have learned, which expresses to you that the cells do not regenerate. Now, generally speaking, with this association, you create a general time allowance. Now, that time allowance is based upon what you perceive to be the longest time framework of regeneration. Now, the longest time framework of regeneration in your associations, generally speaking, is with bones. That bones incorporate the longest time framework to regenerate and therefore heal. In actuality, that may or may not be accurate, but in your associations and in your perceptions, what you see physically is that bones incorporate a long time, in your estimation, to regenerate, which creates this estimation of a general time framework of approximately any time within the scope of 6 of your weeks to perhaps even as extended as a year. Now, within that time framework, that is, in your perceptions and associations, a reasonable time framework to allow the idea of cell regeneration and healing in relation to the body consciousness. You will allow the body consciousness that amount of time if it is going to regenerate. That is the time frame allowed that you will allow it to do so. In this, there are other associations that you generate. Another association is perhaps certain aspects of the body consciousness may be damaged and may be beginning to regenerate within that reasonable time framework, and you may create a similar or the same destructive action to the body consciousness. Now you have interrupted the regeneration or the healing process. In those situations, the more you interrupt, in your estimation, the healing process, the less ability the body consciousness has to actually create that healing process. Therefore, if it is a matter of bones or nerves, they are allowed a specific time framework that is allotted for healing. If it is an organ, and if that organ is repeatedly damaged, the perception is that it is not allowed to complete its healing process. Therefore, the repetition of the damage begins to prevent the organ or those cells involved with the organ to regenerate. And eventually, the perception is that it stops regenerating in part. And therefore, an aspect of that organ is damaged permanently and will never regenerate, which is very similar to the aspect of bones. If it is damaged in a particular manner too severely, it will not regenerate. That it is damaged too severely, and therefore the damage is permanent. Or with nerves. Now, with nerves, there is much less of an allowance in your perceptions and in your associations for regeneration. With nerves, you generate the perception that nerves do not regenerate. Nerves are very closely associated with the function of the brain. And you have been taught that the brain does not regenerate. Therefore, extensions of the brain, such as your nervous system, also does not regenerate. If it is damaged, if it is disconnected, it will not regenerate. This is not actually correct. In your terms, it is not true, but it is a very strong association, and it is a very strong perception. And therefore, whether it is true or not, it is real. And it does become created. Therefore, an individual that may engage some action that damages an organ, and they repeatedly damage a particular organ in relation to their perception, they will create certain aspects of that organ that stop regenerating, for they are instructing it to stop regenerating, for they believe that there is an aspect of it that is damaged permanently. Therefore, it cannot regenerate. Therefore, what you do is you instruct the body consciousness, stop regenerating. This is not in your ability. Therefore, stop doing it. And your body consciousness responds and stops regenerating. It is not that it cannot, but it does not. For that is the instruction it is being given. And thinking to yourself, I am now instructing the body consciousness to begin regenerating, or expressing to yourself, I'm concentrating upon this particular organ. You may regenerate now. That does not accomplish the action, for that is merely thinking. It is a matter of genuinely recognizing that the body consciousness does regenerate. The important factor here, which in your question you and Michael are both aware of, is that you believe and therefore you trust one expression. You believe the experiences and what you have learned, and therefore you trust that. And the key is to allow yourselves to equally believe and therefore trust that the body consciousness does regenerate and that it can function adequately, and that it can reproduce. Now, this appears to be quite simple, but if you actually allow yourself to evaluate the strength of how much you trust a malfunction or an aspect of damage, if you genuinely evaluate that to yourself, whatever it is that you believe is damage, you actually are not questioning that. You trust that very strongly, and therefore it is. In this, it is a matter of, in a manner of speaking, allowing yourself to acquire another trust that is equally as strong. That is the difficulty. Not that you cannot do this, you can. But the challenge is allowing yourself to discover another trust, another action, another manifestation that you believe and that you trust equally as strong. You give yourselves examples of this very frequently throughout your life. Not as much in the direction of the body consciousness, for you generate much more absolutes in relation to the body consciousness that are not easily dislodged. But even in other situations with other subject matters. You can actually evaluate different experiences that you have generated within your lifetime, in which you have generated a very strong perception, one that you very much believed and therefore very much trusted, and at some point some other information was presented by you to change that very strong association, and what you believed to be correct and true, and you trusted, and you viewed in a very absolute manner, changes and is no longer absolute. And you discover that there is an allowance for a different direction. And therefore, that moment diverts your attention in another direction that is equally as strong. And in that, it breaks the absoluteness of the previous direction. Let me express a hypothetical example, which actually does occur. Not very often, but it does occur in a physical aspect in relation to the body consciousness. It is strongly held in mass belief that you are born with a particular propensity for a particular eye color or hair color. And in that, as you grow, you develop a particular eye color or hair color. That generates, by experience, and is reinforced through mass belief, that this is an absolute. If you incorporate blue eyes, you incorporate blue eyes. If you have brown eyes, you have brown eyes. If you have red hair, you have red hair. Red hair will not change to become brown hair. Brown hair will not change to become blonde hair. Yes, your hair color may alter in relation to age, but even in that, if you actually are evaluating what is changing, you begin to recognize that the color is not actually changing, the color is draining. And therefore, as you incorporate age, your hair color changes and begins to appear to be white or gray or silver. for, the color is ebbing out of your hair shell, even with your eyes. They can change in shades. If you interpret very dark brown eyes as you interpret age, they may lighten, but they will continue to be brown. They will not be blue. But in actuality, your hair color can change, or your eye color can change. You can actually interpret brown eyes, and they may change and become a green blue. Or you can actually interpret a very dark brown hair, and it may change and become gold and red. Or an aspect of your hair may change, and you may have a portion of your hair that becomes an entirely different color. Now, in accordance with mass belief, this is not possible. It should not occur, but it does. It does not occur frequently, for mass beliefs are very strong. And your individual beliefs and what you believe, what you trust, is very strong also. Therefore, generally, these aspects do not change. But they can. Or, you may incorporate believing very strongly and trusting very strongly that there is an actual entity in some area of consciousness that is labeled God, and you may trust that and believe it to an absolute that you do not question. You know it in your beingness that there is a God, and you may offer some information to yourself in a moment in which that may change. Your perception alters and you have discovered some other information that you equally trust, that you equally believe. And now, what you genuinely, very absolutely, never questioningly believed and trusted in God, you no longer do. For you believe and trust some different expression or different information. As I expressed, this occurs frequently throughout your lifetimes in many, many, many different manners. But in relation to the body consciousness, you generate such strong absolutes that it is more difficult to move the perception in a different direction and discover some other expression that is equally as strong, that you can trust that you can believe. And in relation to the body consciousness, an aspect of that is what you can see. Whether you can physically, visually see it with your eyes or not, you incorporate technology now that you can see into the infrastructure of your body consciousness. You incorporate machinery and technology that can generate photographs of inside your body, the infrastructure. And with those photographs, it offers you proof of whatever damage has been exacted in relation to the internal structure of your body consciousness, whether it be organs, whether it be muscle tissue, whether it be bones or nerves, it matters not. You can picture them. You can image them. And that reinforces the physical aspect, what you can see. You believe that a worm can regenerate its body and can create a new body if it is severed. For you can see it generate that. You can sever a worm and you can watch it physically recreate its body and continue. You can sever a finger of your body and watch that it will not regrow another finger. Therefore, you absolutely believe that there are certain aspects of the body consciousness that if they are severed or if they are damaged to an extent, they will not and cannot regenerate. In actuality, you could sever a finger, and if that association and perception was not so strong, you could regrow a finger. This is not hypothetical. It is not fantasy. It can actually occur. But generally speaking, you do not do that, for you believe very strongly that the body consciousness incorporates limitations. A part of that limitation involves nerves, which once again are connected to the brain, which you have been taught very strongly, the brain does not regenerate. Therefore, if the brain does not regenerate, nervous system does not regenerate. If you sever a finger, you are severing nerves. And those are the one aspect that absolutely do not regenerate. Therefore, regardless if you could regenerate skin and bones, you could not regenerate nerves, which is what connects it all. Which is the situation with yourself, is not as much the regeneration of the bones. That hypothetically could incorporate a question for you. You could possibly entertain the concept that the bones could regenerate in a very effective manner. But the nerves have been damaged and have been severed, and they cannot. And that is the problem, so to speak. Even in relation to organs, there are certain nerve capacities in relation to certain organs, the nerves that allow the organs to feel and to move, that become damaged in your perception. And once they are damaged, it creates the situation of permanent damage. There are very few aspects of your body consciousness that you perceive to not be involved with nerves. And in that, the aspects of your body consciousness that do not incorporate nerves in your perception, those are allowed to regenerate over and over, regardless of what damage is expressed to them. But any aspect of your body consciousness that does incorporate nerves can potentially be damaged beyond repair and permanently. These are very strong associations. Now, in this, what can be helpful is to begin to not concentrate upon what you believe and trust to be damaged, but to begin to offer yourselves other information in relation to the body consciousness and what it can do in regenerating in many different capacities. Not necessarily initially moving in the direction of what you yourself have damaged, for that becomes somewhat tricky, for that also in some capacities reinforces the concentration upon the damage. Therefore, it is more beneficial to begin to move your attention into other aspects of the body consciousness and to begin offering yourself information in relation to what the body consciousness can do, what its abilities are in relation to regenerating, and therefore beginning to construct a new trust in what you believe the body can accomplish rather than what it cannot accomplish. which may be a process, for these are very strongly embedded associations and perceptions of limitations. In this, no different than the association and perception of gravity. Can you actually defy gravity? Yes. Do you generally defy gravity? No. If you wanted to defy gravity, would it generally be difficult and present significant obstacles? Generally speaking, yes. For your trust in gravity is very strong. You believe it, and therefore it is very real, and it is very strong, and therefore you do not float across your floor. You walk. But you can float. It is a matter of perception. Discovering another expression, another action, another manifestation that you believe that is equally as strong as the one you already believe. Therefore, I would express to you, the answer is simple, implementing it may be more challenging. But it can be done.
Yeah, the tricky part is to find your associations and to find your trust. It is so close to you that it is like transparent. You don't see it anymore. You don't notice it even. It's so close.
Yes, and that is an excellent point. For that is very correct, very accurate, that many of these aspects, these subjects that you do believe equally as strong are so very obvious, and you engage them without thinking, and they are so familiar to you that you do not see them. In a manner of speaking, metaphorically, they are very similar to the air. It is present all around you. It is right in front of you, but you do not see it. In this, many of the expressions and manifestations that you do trust and you do believe are that obvious and are that surrounding you. But they are also so familiar that you offer them no thought. Thought does serve a very important role as a translator, for it does translate your reality to you in manners that allow you to identify aspects of your reality. In this, the difficult aspect is that some of these experiences and aspects of your reality and manifestations, you do not offer much thought in relation to them. And the reason that you do not is that you are not actually entirely genuinely paying attention to what you are doing.
Elias, once again, we come to the end. I have one brief thing and a brief question, and then you have to decide how you answer the brief question, the second one, I mean. First, I want to give you...
Acknowledge that to her. I am always present.
Thank you. And then, brief question is, there is a musicologist who has discovered the identity of Elise, of Sonata für Elise, and thinks the mysterious woman is...
No.
No. Oh, okay. And now, brief question. It's up to you to decide. Is there anything you would like to say to Mary Michael specifically about her repetitive or repeating challenge with pneumonia? She has had it so many times and she suffers sufficiently from it, and we have been talking about that. That is the basis of this whole hour, and so it's up to you.
I would express that that has very much been addressed to in this conversation this day, and that I would encourage Michael to be availing himself of this information that you and I have discussed and presented this day, for this is very much associated with that situation. Remembering that the repeat of physical manifestations creates the association of permanent damage in some capacity. And in that, you may also express to Michael the aspect of nerves, that the lungs also contain nerves, and that would be the aspect that is you to be damaged, that damages the function of the lungs. And our continued discussion. I express tremendous encouragement to you and offer to you my great lovingness. To you, my friends, au revoir.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hello? Hold on.